This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Appreciate it, Mr. President. As I told you last night, shortly after the Senate vote, I know I speak on behalf of the entire cabinet and of millions of Americans when I say congratulations and thank you. Thank you for seeing through the course of this year an agenda that truly is restoring this country. You described it very well, Mr. President. From the outset of this administration, we've been rebuilding our military, putting the safety and security of the American people first. You've restored American credibility on the world stage. We're standing with our allies. We're standing up to our enemies. But you promised economic renewal at home. You said we could make this economy great again. And you promised to roll back regulations. And you signed more bills rolling back federal red tape than any president in American history. You've unleashed American energy. You've spurred an optimism in this country that's setting records. But you promised the American people in that campaign a year ago that you would deliver historic tax cuts. And it would be a middle-class miracle. And in just a short period of time, that promise will be fulfilled. And I'm deeply humbled as your vice president to be able to be here. Because of your leadership, Mr. President, and because of the strong support of leadership in the Congress of the United States, you're delivering on that middle-class miracle. You've actually got the Congress to do, as you said, what they couldn't do with Anwar for 40 years. You've got the Congress to do with tax cuts for working families and American businesses what they haven't been able to do for 31 years. And you got Congress to do what they couldn't do for 7 years in repealing the individual mandate in Obamacare. I know you would have me also acknowledge people around this table, Mr. President. I want to thank the leaders in Congress once again for their partnership in this. I want to thank your outstanding team, your Secretary of the Treasury, Stephen Mnuchin, for Gary Cohen, for Ivanka Trump, for your great legislative team, all the members of this cabinet who partnered to drive your vision forward over the past 6 months after you laid out that vision for tax reform. But mostly, Mr. President, I'll end where I began and just tell you, I want to thank you, Mr. President. I want to thank you for speaking on behalf of and fighting every day for the forgotten men and women of America. Because of your determination, because of your leadership, the forgotten men and women of America are forgotten no more, and we are making America great again. Appreciate it, Mr. President. As I told you last night.
Well, Mike Pence last night being rather appreciative, but also kind of leading, a number of voices, Scott, not only there in the leadership of the administration, but Congress as well. I think it's quite encouraging. If you're going to get people together and behind a vision, you know, it's got to start with the home team. It's got to start with the Republicans. And this was, I think another miracle that occurred, that you had the Republicans coming together and unified, and look what they were able to accomplish. Is it an absolute perfect bill? Certainly not, but my goodness, look at the response that has already taken place. You've got employees getting $1,000 bonuses from these companies, which all smacks in the face of what liberals were saying, that, you know, when these big companies got these big breaks, what they would do is put it in their own pockets. Well, this kind of really is a drop the mic moment for corporate America and doing the right thing. And of course, there's probably about six companies, and that's just right now. You know, there's going to be more announcements coming out as well in terms of, increased minimum wage rates as well as Christmas bonuses for all. Well, Tiny Tim should be very happy this Christmas season. This is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. Thank you for joining us. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We seize corporate profits back to the United States. Our plan also lowers the tax on American business from 35% all the way down to 21%. That's probably the biggest factor in this plan. We become competitive all over the world. Our companies won't be leaving our country any longer because our tax burden is so high, because now we're down toward the lower end of the spectrum as opposed to being the highest. We were the highest. And it's really, above all else, it's a jobs bill, because these corporations that are already coming into the country, but they're going to start pouring into the country. It's about jobs, and they're going to build some really great companies and a lot of jobs. We've already created over 2 million jobs since the election. The stock market, as you see, it's at an all-time high yet again. I think that's 86 times since I got elected. 86 times we're at an all-time high. Unemployment is at a 17-year low. We've liberated the American economy from Washington overreach, cutting 22 regulations for every one new regulation, the most in history by far. We've cut hundreds and hundreds of regulations, allowing people to have their businesses, work their businesses, and hire people. And we still have plenty of regulation. Don't worry. We have plenty of regulation. Regulation's not the worst thing, but over-regulation was stifling in our country. Couldn't do anything. We've unleashed U.S. military might on ISIS, and today...
I'll tell you, progressives are having a hard time with the winning of one Donald Trump, and certainly with this tax reform. I mean, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, you know, what could they say but hold to their party line, you know, just saying the sky is falling? But, you know, amazing, you know, that they would continue on with that narrative because they know they've missed an opportunity. They're only hoping upon it. It's kind of amazing. I mean, really, when you listen to their attitude, they're basically betting against America. That's what the Democrats have done here, sadly. And they do not want President Trump to be successful. They don't want the Republicans to be successful. I mean, it has nothing to do with America anymore. It's just about them versus us. I mean, it's kind of sad, isn't it? When you think about the opportunity, when you think about the potential that's on the other side of the aisle that should have participated in this tax reform, truly make it a tax reform as opposed to a tax cut. And I maintain, I know it's maybe just words, and you say, well, they're just words, Bill. It doesn't matter that much. But, you know, to me, tax reform speaks of bipartisanship. Tax cut says, okay, the imperial wizard came in with his sword and started cutting things. And basically that's what this did. I mean, it's a good thing. We're happy for it. But by the same token, relevant to unifying our country, you know, what do you do here, Scott? I mean, they're just fighting this thing uphill, and they're not part of the winning team here.
Well, it's weird for me because
Okay, so Abigail Disney is she's the heiress to Disney, and she came out and she was all upset about this tax thing, right? Because why do I need more money? Yada yada yada. I don't understand even that mentality, because if you give me more money and I don't think that I need it, guess what I'm going to use that money for? I'm going to put that money into stuff that I think needs to be done.
Sure.
So, you know, if I get an extra, you know, if I have an extra $1 billion, guess what? I can now start send that $1 billion and use it for something like, for whatever I think is needed.
Right.
For
the interest that you have, and this is what people have done, you know, whether it's Bill Gates or any other gazillionaire out there. I mean, are there some people that are cheap? Yeah, there's some that it's just all part of the deal, but there's many people who, you know, consider their blessings to be a special privilege, and that's a whole nother responsibility. And so Bill Gates and his family, what they have done, have instituted a, you know, an organization that takes the wealth, you know, the wealth that people want to direct to them, and they're helping third world countries. Well, God bless them for doing that. And for Abigail Disney, if she's so upset about it, then, hey, write a check. You can send the money back to the government. They're happy to take it. You can let some of your attorneys go that fight, you know, against taxes all the time, and whittle it down and just, you know, do the short form on your tax reporting. Why not?
Well, yeah, it just doesn't make sense to think like that, and to be upset about, you know, the death tax, you know, the you know, hereditary tax or whatever,
right.
It is. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. It's money that's already been taxed.
Right.
How many times do you have to tax the same dollar?
Well, and I have a huge problem with this anyway. You know, I feel like something that's in the family should stay in the family. And of course, you know, you see, you know, particularly the big amount of pain is, you know, families that have owned farms and how they've worked against them and how they've basically have had to sell their farms to, you know, to the corporate entities in order to avoid some tax implications. I mean, serious tax implications.
Well, yeah, and again, it's already, as long as that money is there and it was gotten illegally, I'm not talking like, you know, mafia money or something like that. I'm talking, you know...
Hey, look, at your grandfather, your great-great-grandfather worked his butt off. He passed it on to your grandfather, who passed it on to your father, and now all of a sudden your father can't pass it on to you because of, you know, this silly... And this is all done by the Democrats. This wasn't a Republican. This was a Democratic thing to figure out how they could abscond people's money.
Well, and they say, oh, you can only give $11 million. Oh, that's such a horrible. Well, yeah, but everything, that money's all been taxed at least 50% at that point.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. What do you do? What do you need, 75% of it?
Well, it's the disease. It never ends.
We shouldn't just be any money that we amass. We shouldn't be allowed to pass on. When we die, well, you can't take it with you, so the government will take it.
Well, sure, exactly.
Come on, you can't give it
to your family, or you give it to them, and all of a sudden they're faced with this incredible tax liability. No, the government has been stealing from the people for a long time, and you know Donald Trump said this when he was inaugurated in that infamous speech that some have called a dark speech. But the thing that stuck out for me was he said, today the government comes back into the hands of the people. That's what he said. And this is what he's been doing from day one. He's been getting regulations eliminated. I mean, look at every turn. I don't know how anybody in their right mind, unless they've been absolutely, you know, and understandably, look at when you got 90% of the media out there, 90% of the reports about Trump and the administration and this presidency, all negative. I mean, how do you manufacture 90% negative stuff? It's all manufactured. It's not you know, good journalism. It's not honorable reporting that's going to help the people understand. I mean, that's why they're so confused about this whole tax program, and they're not going to know until come February, and all of a sudden they're going, or maybe now because some of these businesses, you got six major companies and counting that are handing out Christmas bonuses, $1,000, they're going, well, maybe this is real. You know, what's going on? And then they get their check on February 1st, and they go, whoa, I got more money here. What's happening? And, you know, and it wasn't the Democrats that handed that to you, sadly. It was the Republicans. It was all the doing of President Donald Trump and the Republican Party.
Well, now they're all mad at AT&T because AT&T said they're going to give all their employees a $1,000 bonus.
Right.
And now they're all mad because, well, you can't tax that money.
Well, and I would hope that they couldn't tax the money. I would hope that it would be tax-free. I would hope there would have been some special provision for any business that would do this that they would say it would be tax-free.
Ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hey, D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, I also want to thank all of the members of the cabinet, and I think we have a fantastic team. And next year, we're going to go on to really some amazing things. We're making ourselves very strong again. Right, General?
We are
strong. He was not so happy that first week when I met him. He was saying, It's really depleted. Well, we're building it up rapidly, and we'll be at a level like never before. But the members of the cabinet, you've been outstanding. I like the message that Nikki sent yesterday at the United Nations. For all of these nations that take our money and then they vote against us at the Security Council, or they vote against us potentially at the Assembly, they take hundreds of millions of dollars and even billions of dollars and then they vote against us. Well, we're watching those votes. Let them vote against us. We'll save a lot. We don't care. But this isn't like it used to be where they could vote against you and then you pay them hundreds of millions of dollars and nobody knows what they're doing. So, Nikki, that was the right message that you and I agreed to be sent yesterday. And I've had a lot of good comment on it, believe me. People are tired of the United States. The people that live here are great citizens that love this country. They're tired of this country being taken advantage of, and we're not going to be taken advantage of any longer. Thank you very much. Thank you all very much. Thank you.
Well, here, here, you expect everybody around the table going, dilly-dilly, right? And, I mean, it is about time, because this has been the frustration of Main Street America going, wait a minute, here we are, you know, we continue to be givers, and the international community are takers, and then it comes time when we want to make a decision, and all of a sudden we're pummeled, like as if we're ne'er-do-wells. Well, it's about time that we start counting our friends based on their actions. And if they're going to support us in the UN, fine. Hey, welcome aboard. If you're going to be an antagonist and you don't have good rationale for the opposite side, and it's just that you know, you want to be mean-spirited about it, then maybe we need to rethink how we support you and you know, reward the right kind of behavior, right? And this is what this president is all about return on investment. And we want to make sure that if we're getting the proper return on investment, then we'll continue to invest in that direction. Doesn't it make sense?
Well, it's no different than when he went to NATO. And yeah. He goes to NATO and he says, you know, hey, look, you guys aren't paying your bill.
Right.
We've been footing it for too long, and now you need to start doing that. I like their answer.
I like their answer. Well, you didn't ask. Nobody asked.
Well, it was part of the deal. To
begin. Yeah, well, you know, it's like, wait, what war was Barack Obama? You see, this is all this stuff. See, remember, you and I talked about this. We said a lot of Barack Obama's administration, some of the stuff that was hidden away, we would find out on the other side of his presidency. I mean, this is why Barack Obama was desperate to make sure that Hillary Clinton was elected. But he also knew that she may not be, unlike what the pollsters and all the other liberal media thought, you know, was going to be a sweep, 99%, or as even one of the FBI directors had said, you know, what, 10 million to zero. Not one person would vote for Donald Trump, you know, he wrote in one of his tweets, you know. So, but like the FBI agent, interesting, that kind of thinking, that kind of stinking thinking that Zig Ziglar would refer to, wasn't exclusive to the FBI, nor was it exclusive to just these people that we're seeing the tweets about. It seems to be something that is carried over within the Obama administration. Now, you might say that's a little bit of a leap and there's no proof to this end, but, you know, it's starting to look like a duck and talk like a duck, because at every turn we keep pulling back the shroud here, and we see more landmines that have been left behind by this previous administration. I mean, it was kind of one thing when, you know, the Clinton administration left, and what did all the people do to the keyboards and the word processors and typewriters? I think there were a couple of typewriters there. They removed all the W's, you know, and so that's one of those little juvenile fraternal, you know, fraternity type antic things you would do. But what Barack Obama did and what's coming out here is it is beyond a constitutional crisis. I mean, he did everything, it seems, to disrupt the natural transition of our government, something that Hillary Clinton threatened and suggested that Donald Trump would do. And interesting that that thought never came up. But she threatened that it would happen, and it's interesting because it's that old, you know, one finger, you know, pointed forward means three coming back. And we've also talked about self-indictment. And when you go back and you listen to some of the words that were used by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, they indicted themselves. Eric Holder, on down to Loretta Lynch. I mean, they just indict themselves time and time again. And you wonder, you go, whoa, Lois Lerner. I mean, here it is. You know, she knows she's going to be in trouble, so she plants the question of an inspection coming. She plants it and releases it so that they have a little bit more control of the narrative, and it's not, you know, that they're on the offensive, not on the defensive. And how did it play for her? I mean, she got out of government on a golden parachute. We the people are still paying for her retirement. I mean, this is bogus. This is bogus what's going on. And of course, the President of the United States, and I know for those that think Barack Obama walks on water and he was the miracle of the ages, history is going to reveal the truth about, you know, the lack of effectiveness. And I think that's putting it mildly. I think that Barack Obama was more than lacking in effectiveness. I think he was extremely dangerous to the constitutional government.
Well, I think we got to keep the wave going the way it's going, because I think we're still in jeopardy of having it go back the other way. I think that if you get a couple administrations in a row that obviously that have a put America first, then you'll look back and you'll see the differences there, and you'll be like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
However, I think that if you know, this only lasts for, well, I think in 2018.
For 8 years or something?
Well, I think in 2018, I think you're looking at a possible, with the way they control the narrative in most news outlets, I think you're in trouble of losing, you know, the House and the Senate in 2018.
Well,
what I'm saying is that if Trump only gets 4 years, or if you know, people with this type of mindset only get 4 years, it's really easy to turn the corner and go back.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading a report this morning, Bill de Blasio, you know, New York's mayor of all things, which is going to be interesting. We're going to be talking with Liz Peek a little bit later on. Of course, she lives in New York and is very familiar with Mayor de Blasio. But de Blasio, he is, it looks like he's looking to be the chosen one, the heir apparent of the standard bearer of the Democratic Party. He's already putting a committee together to run for president in 2020. So you're exactly right. But the thing is, and there's no easy way out. And I think this is what, you know, Donald Trump and his team are realizing, that it's an uphill battle. You know, liberty is not free. Freedom is not free. You've got to continue to fight for it. And when you've got an opposing viewpoint like progressives, who clearly came out in this thing, and this is the deal that speaks loud and clear, and I hope people are getting the message around the country here, is that the Democrats are big government people. They want your money, to spend it their way, and they don't want you getting in their business. That's the end of the story. And Republicans believe that we're smart enough to go ahead and spend our own money, do it better than the government, and that government is out of hand. And that it is way too big. It has got built-in inefficiencies because of its size. And we're going to continue to realize this waste. I mean, this incredible waste that goes on in the government because it's so massive. It's impossible for man, for any kind of system, to manage a government this size. It's too big for itself. And, waste just goes along with the program. That's just the reality. So how much of that do you want to put up with, ladies and gentlemen, especially when we're so far in debt? 29 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This report is brought to you by LG. Providing the perfect entertainment and refreshments for a holiday gathering can seem like a daunting task. LG, alongside interior design and cooking experts, offers tips for a smoother holiday season. Athena Calderon from iSwoon has advice for creating the perfect holiday menu.
Always choose dishes that can be prepped in advance. The last thing you want to worry about is slaving over the stove while your friends and family are hanging out in the other room. LG's smart ThinQ technology is an amazing home hack. You can preheat or turn off your oven remotely from your smartphone. It's genius.
Designer Nate Berkus has tips for styling your table to impress.
The table is where everything comes together. So stick to a neutral color scheme, but add some metallic accents for some holiday shine. Things like brass candle holders will instantly up the ante. Greenery can also dress up the table. I like to finish off the tablescape with a super chic place card at each setting, and it's a great memento for your guests to take home.
For more information, visit LG.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child. Welcome.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, songs for the season. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Rachel Alexander is with us now, senior editor at The Stream. Miss Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, always good having you on here. Boy, talk about tears are falling. I got to imagine some Democratic strategists are sitting there in their dark rooms going, did we miss the bus or what?
Yeah, and remind me, are we talking about the article?
Well, we're going to talk about your article. I'm sorry. I was referring to the whole tax reform and Jobs Act that was passed. I mean, they could have been a part of this, and it could have been a joint effort, but because of their own stubbornness and their own ideology, they really have demonstrated their colors to the voting public in such a way that Chuck Schumer says that the Republicans are going to rue the day, but I think Democrats are going to rue the day because what message that they put out there to the forgotten man and woman, Main Street America, is that, look, it's not your money, it's our money. And, you know, it's just terrible that Donald Trump came in and gave it back to you.
Well, when you have major companies like AT&T saying they're going to give their employees $1,000
right.
bonuses this Christmas as a result, that's not making the Republicans look bad.
Yes, exactly. Well, and what did they say? The narrative is that as soon as they got this money, they were going to put it in their own pockets. And here you got AT&T, Wells Fargo, Boeing. There's about 7 companies. And I know that list is going to be growing because they're probably all meeting with their accountants and saying, hey, look, we better get on this hashtag Me Too deal. with giving money back to our employees and look at and some companies are immediately raising the minimum wage to $15. So this smacks in the face of that the scenario that Democrats were putting out there saying, oh, these big companies, all they were going to do was put that money in their pocket. They're not going to give it to their employees.
Yeah, this has been such a backlash on Democrats. They completely called this wrong, and people tell Charlie Schumer he should just shut up because he's been wrong about everything. You know, when the Democrats were in charge for 8 years under Obama, they destroyed the country.
Yeah, without a doubt. And so here it is. Look at this first year of Donald Trump, Rachel. I mean, how do you deny the empirical evidence? Housing sales, Hispanic ownership, black ownership of housing up, unemployment all-time low, consumer confidence. Here we've, you know, what a way to end the year and a humongous Christmas gift that the president said he was going to give to the American people and fulfilling his promise. And even the GOP, it was kind of a neat deal to watch the GOP actually be unified yesterday. I thought that was novel and it was refreshing that people are finally saying, you know what, this guy, you know, was maybe not my choice as president of the United States, but man, I got to get behind this parade here. This, we're moving, we're doing something here.
Well, he's brilliant, and his first year has been phenomenal. But the problem is the Democrats will never admit it. They're so hung up on his tweets and the fact that a few women accused him of sexual harassment in the past. They just ignore all the good he's doing. But meanwhile, he just keeps getting stuff done.
Just keeps rolling along. Well, I do want to talk about the article that you wrote earlier, and then we'll follow up if we have time for the most recent one. But that is about, you talk about exposure, the internal corruption driving the DOJ and FBI. I mean, are dimes falling here yet, or what's going on?
I think they're starting to, and I think there's going to be just more. I think this is the tip of the iceberg. We've seen these corrupt characters now coming out of the FBI and the DOJ, which are both investigating the Trump campaign for attempted collusion with Russia. Mm. And these guys are so biased. They should have never been on these investigations, much less heads of the investigation. This, you know, Peter Strzok was the FBI's former number two counterintelligence official. I think he's the worst apple of the bunch between, you know, his favoritism towards Hillary Clinton and his bias against Trump.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. And then, of course, you got Andy McCabe, who is interrogated for 8 hours. I mean, till late at night, Rachel. I think what's going to follow, to your point, is we've got subpoenas in the stockings of a lot of these guys this Christmas.
Yeah, I think, you know, Republicans are going to be pretty happy when this is all over. I do think that Mueller is biased against Trump. You know, why else would he have taken down, you know, Flynn and then also Manafort? For what he took Manafort down for was nothing to do with, you know, the collusion with Russia. He's going after him for separate things. So
exactly.
I think Mueller is a bad apple, and if I were Trump, I would replace him, you know, maybe even with Sessions, because the FBI came out with an email that said Sessions didn't have to even disclose that he had had contacts with Russia because they were such minimal contacts.
Mm.
So Sessions could completely take over the investigation at this point, because I think, you know, Mueller is biased, but at least Mueller's guys are falling like flies. They're being voted and fired because of their bias.
Well, now what's happened is that all the cockroaches are scrambling because the light of day is shining upon them now, even to the point, you know, Rachel, that the way they were able, I think it's quite ironic how the FBI was able to garner, 10,000 emails from Donald Trump, but they can't manage to still garner the 30,000 emails from Hillary Clinton? I mean, how does that work?
That's a really good comparison. Well, maybe that's because Hillary Clinton just destroys all her emails.
I guess the bleach bit or whatever, you know, is she's got better bleach bit than Donald Trump. But, I mean, amazing. And then, you know, to your point earlier about Mueller's capacity and his capability, I mean, even Alan Dershowitz called him out and said, wait a minute, this is really minor league to be operating with his kind of experience and the level of expertise he has to be able to go in and ramrod his request. And it wasn't Mueller himself, but I'm sure with his blessing, but one of his operatives went in and got the information, you know, from the government, and they got private information. This was, you know, another law-breaking situation. I mean, people are still stepping over the fact that they broke the law to get Flynn. And so now they're breaking the law again, and so, you know, they're like a bunch of vigilantes on the run here, and it all speaks of a cabal that has been taking place that goes back to even Lois Lerner and the IRS and the things that happened with Loretta Lynch and, you know, Holder. I mean, the whole Obama administration, it's all suspect now.
Well, the irony is incredible when you consider in the Ward article that just came out about Hillary hiding all these documents from the public. A lot of them were documents that contained personal and public records. Mm-hmm. And so under the guise of, you know, apparently protecting her personal records, she was able to hide all these public records in addition to the personal records.
And even though what she did was she violated the law by having, you know, government classified information on a personal server, Rachel, I mean, How does she get away with this?
Well, I've written articles about how she's committed multiple felonies, not just one, not just two, but, I mean, she's committed felony upon felony. And, you know, my instinct is the Clintons became so powerful that nobody dares touch them. Mm-hmm. You know, we've heard about how families like them, people like them, retaliate against their enemies pretty viciously. And, you know, people are really scared of whether there is a so-called Clinton body count. And mm-hmm. So nobody dares take that woman and that family on.
Well, how many people do you know, Rachel, that there's somebody that has died, one person that, you know, around them have died? But when there's been repeated connections of people who have died and somehow the Clinton name keeps coming back, I mean, it's pretty scary when you think about it.
Well, I would like to point out, I can't stand Obama almost as much as I can't stand the Clintons, but do you ever hear of any bodies being murdered associated with him? No.
Well, maybe not yet. I don't know. This is crazy. I know it's crazy stuff, and I don't mean to take you down that road. We're going to try to keep it sane and simple. The stream's Rachel Alexander. I'm Bill Martinez live. Always good to see you. Merry Christmas, Rachel.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
For the one and only movie guy, yes, Steve Evans, and he's offset right now, so we're in a mid-screen. I think maybe he got caught up at the donut table a little bit too longer. This never happens. I don't know. Maybe he got confused with because of the holiday schedule. And speaking of holiday schedule, in the next couple of weeks, what we're going to do is review 2017. So we're going to play the best of the interviews that we aired, most of them anyway, as much time as we can of 2017. So that's what we're going to be doing right after Christmas. So from the 26th and on through the new year, through January the 5th, then we're going to come back live that following Monday, which would be January the 8th of 2018. So it'll be good fun. So tell your friends, your neighbors that we're going to just review the hits, you know, play them back one more time. So we're standing by for Steve-O, and of course I'm sure he wants to talk about Star Wars and all that good stuff. But, you know, to kind of wrap up a little bit more of what we were talking about with Rachel Alexander from the stream, all this stuff that's going on right now in our country, this divisiveness that has taken place, and I tell you sincerely, I'm really sad for the Democratic Party. And you've heard me say this time and again, because I'm not about, you know, political identity as much as I am about, look, we've got resources and we've got talented people here on both sides of the aisle. And I say all sides of the aisle, because we have some independents involved, too, that are all gifted and talented. They want to serve the country and do right by the country. And I say give them that opportunity. I mean, nothing worse than, you know, having this ability and not having, you know, as I say, a canvas to paint on. I think that's one of the biggest frustrations that an artist can have, is have paint but no canvas. This is why in some cases they will go paint murals on walls and, you know, wherever they can, because they just cannot, you know, stop or halt their talent and their gift. And it's the same way with legislators and people who are gifted to be involved in the running of our country. But you got to get outside of yourself. You cannot be leading by pride in ideology. It's unfortunate that we find ourselves in this kind of predicament, but it's an opportunity. Like anything that comes across that could be adversarial and disruptive to people's ideology, and I think not only for Democrats, but the rest of America. I mean, here we have, because this president has been so pummeled by all this negative news, when 90% of the news about Donald Trump is negative, is it any wonder? I think it really just, when you think about it, even though you've got that amount of negativity being said about the president, it's amazing that 100% of America or 90% of America is not, said, oh, my gosh, let's get this guy impeached. I mean, he's a mess, worried about his approval ratings and all this sort of stuff. And again, what approval ratings give you is a snapshot. It tells you what is. And part of the challenge that Donald Trump has is that he's got to get more Americans on board here to making America great again and what that represents.
Well, it also shows you that being that he's not the one, he's not changing what he's trying to get or what he's trying to do based on his approval ratings. He's trying to, so he obviously believes in what he's trying to do.
Well, because it's good for all, ultimately. I mean, he's willing to fall on his sword for this guy, and this is what leaders
is something we haven't seen in a long time, somebody that's willing to fall on their sword for what they think is the right thing to do. It doesn't happen often in politics.
No.
It hasn't happened often.
It doesn't happen in life that often that you have somebody who is willing to take things to the mat, and this is why when we see them, they stand out. They write books about, people like this and leadership like this.
Well, it also, you were talking about the narrative that they have and how everything is, 90% is negative. Again, I think that is something that is, you're going to have millennials this next time come out in 2018 voting in their first election. And there's more of them. There's a lot of them. And if they go to their schools and all they hear is negative and that all this stuff is going to affect them negatively, and of course when you're first starting out in life you don't have anything, so you always think that everything's against you,
right?
So you won't understand that this death tax isn't fair,
right.
Or that these taxes are outrageous. Why? Because you're not collecting a paycheck that enough taxes come out to notice that taxes are a pain in the butt.
Yeah, when mommy and daddy have been paying the bill for you,
it's not even that. You've been working at a McDonald's or a coffee shop. You're not making enough money there in order to see that when taxes get taken out at a large chunk at the higher rate, it's not a good thing.
Well, I can tell you, my daughter, when she started working part-time, that was the first shocker. When she got her first check, she said, Dad, what's this for? She saw this big number. I go, well, that's the government. That's your taxes. Well, that's not fair.
Who is FICA? Why'd they take my money?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't even know them. They don't even send me a Christmas card. What is going on here? And the thing is about it, it's kind of the, and the whole idea of the way this is all presented, this is the people's money, and it's like the government's doing us a favor, by letting us keep our money. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, you guys got it all wrong. It's the other way around.
Well,
we're doing you a favor. And it's up to you to, to spend the money wisely. And you guys have demonstrated time and again by us being now $21 trillion in debt that you're irresponsible. And so we need to take the keys back here a little bit, Scott.
Even worse is that they try and spin it that somehow we've done a disservice to everyone by not paying that much tax.
Right.
By somehow us having more money in our bank accounts for our families is somehow a worse thing. And that they would know how to deal with it in a much better way.
Right. Like they've demonstrated that time and time again. And it's like, okay, well, what about the poor people, the impoverished people? Wait a minute. We've already given them, we've already targeted $22 trillion to that end. And how well has that worked for us? And when I say this, it's not like, look, let's ignore the poor. America doesn't ignore the poor. We've proven time and again. The government got in the way. I mean, before all this stuff used to be handled by churches and philanthropic groups and everything, and the government in the 30s came out and said, oh, no, we got to have separation of church and state, and, you can't do this. We're going to set up this massive entitlement program that we've been carrying around with us ever since and have spent trillions of dollars in welfare. And to what end? You know, as we were discussing the other day with one of our guests, we've robbed people of their dignity by giving them all this money, and we've taken away their ambition. We've vapored their dreams, and here we are. We're paying a big price for it. Everybody's paying. This is a lose-lose proposition that we would have this many people on entitlement. Look, at for a short-term season and somebody hits a rough patch, you need help. And I think any American, and that would include probably 99% of most Americans that are reasonable say, hey, look, I'd be happy to help out. I mean, I've been in situations, Scott, where in poor communities, and you watch how these people give to one another. I mean, what they have, they share. I mean, it is amazing. So it's in our DNA, I say, in our makeup, our natural makeup, to be givers. And even poor people, the poorest of the poor, give out of their poverty to others. It is an absolute miracle, but amazing to me, and it speaks of our humanity. But if we keep continuing to do this social engineering where the government knows better, and all they do is they create these bureaucracies that the money, you know, it would be one thing if you said $100 and it all went to the poor, but no, when it goes to the bureaucracy, by the time it gets to the poor, it's a fraction of that $100.
Well, and not only that, is now that you have more of your money in your pocket, and this is what Abigail Disney fails to understand, is that if you have more, you can then use that money to do whatever you want with it. They're not telling you that you have to do something with it. And everybody complains when it comes to taxes that, well, I don't know where my money goes. Well, now you do.
Well, you know,
you can know exactly where your money goes.
And you'll watch what happens, too, because it'll flow down. And the thought came to mind is that, you know, we got panhandlers all over the place, right? Now watch the profit, the windfall profit for the panhandlers. What's going to happen to them? Because now middle America has more income in their pockets. You know, so all this stuff is going to have an effect here. It's disappointing that we have people that want to be so ideologically fixed that hate Trump so much because this guy is so awful that, you know, they're willing to, you know, forsake their own abilities and value. I mean, forget about the party, but value that they have for America. I mean, we're paying their salaries. We're paying for this kind of incompetence and this kind of stubbornness. This is not what most of America is in for right now. And we need to see this loud and clear. But look at, hey, it's up to you. And, you know, the evidence is resounding. I mean, so much so that even the mainstream media is starting to say, wait a minute, this guy's doing something. It is no doubt a middle-class miracle what happened yesterday, and of course this miracle will be continued to be realized through Christmas and even more so come February and anything after that, that the Democrats are saying, well, this is all going to come to an end, there's a sunset clause to it. Well, it's up to them to participate and make sure that sunset clause is set aside. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Thank you for joining us. We've got more coming up after this.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
It's a no-brainer.